This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالوا لن نؤمن لك حتى تفجر لنا من الأرض ينبوعا لك جنة من نخيل وعنب فتفجر الأنهار خلالها تفجيرا أو تسقط السماء كما زعمت علينا كسفا أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلا أو يكون لك بيت من زخرف أو ترقى في السماء ولن نؤمن لرقيك حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأه قل سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشرا رسولا وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى إلا أن قالوا أبعث الله بشرا رسولا قل لو كان في الأرض ملائكة يمشون مطمئنين لنزلنا عليهم من السماء ملكا رسولا. We are going through the tafsir of Surah Bani Israel, and today inshallah we are starting from ayah number 90. In this selection of verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about a discussion that took place between the disbelievers of Quraysh and how they put up a few challenges to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that if you do such and such thing for us, then we will have iman on you. We will believe you that you are a prophet of Allah. And if not, then we will reject you. So I'm going to go through the brief translation, and then I'm going to go through the detailed story which is mentioned in the books of Hadith. وَقَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا. And they said that we will never have iman on you, we will never believe you, until you make flow for us from the earth streams. Streams meaning يَنْبُوع means a flowing stream. So basically we have barren land, we have desert, and we have difficulty in making plants grow in this barren land. So why don't you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make streams flow in front of us so that we can utilize them and use them for plants. أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعِنَبٍ فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. أَوْ means or, that you would have for yourself gardens of date palms and grapes, and in between those gardens there are rivers flowing. And not only flowing, but flowing strongly. Okay, so we want to see also this. In addition to the streams around the desert, we want to see you have gardens full of date palm trees and grapes. And within those gardens, we want to see flowing rivers. أَوْ تُسْقِطَ السَّمَاءَ كَمَا زَعَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا. Or, we want you to make the sky fall on top of us in pieces. Okay, so you claim that there's going to be a day of judgment, everything's going to be destroyed. So why didn't you let it come ahead of time so that we can actually see it happening? So we want to see the pieces of the sky falling down in front of us. أَوْ تَأْتِيَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ قَبِيلًا. Or you bring Allah and the angels, قَبِيلًا, right in front of us so that we can see them. أَوْ يَكُونَ لَكَ بَيْتٌ مِّن زُخْرُفٍ. Or that you should have a house made out of gold. You live in such squalor and such poverty and such difficulty, why don't you just ask Allah to give you a house made of gold so that we can believe that you have some kind of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَوْ تَرْقَى فِي السَّمَاءِ. Or that you should go into the skies. We should see you go into the skies and high into the skies. And on top of that, وَلَن نُؤْمِنَ لِرُقِيكَ. Even if we see it with our own eyes, we're not going to have iman in your ascension. حَتَّى تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا كِتَابًا نَقْرَأُ. until you bring down a book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can read it. Kitab can also mean a letter or a message. So we want you to not only ascend into the sky, but bring back a book after you come back. Qul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qul, Subhana Rabbi, how pure is my Lord from all defects. Hal kuntu illa bashar rasula. I'm simply a human being sent as a messenger. Okay, you want me to do all of these things? Okay, I'm simply a human being. I cannot facilitate this for you. And in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the option that if you want, we can have these things brought, these miracles brought in front of their eyes, but with the condition that if they still continue to reject you, then the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come, which was the thing that used to happen to all previous nations. They asked for miracles, and then after a while, they continued to disbelieve, and then the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. So there's a story narrated about this, that one day, Utbah, Shaybah, and the two sons of Rabi'ah, Abu Sufyan ibn Harb, and Abu al-Bukhtari, and Walid ibn al-Mughira, and Abu Jahl ibn Hisham, Abdullah ibn Abi Umayyah, and Umayyah ibn Khalf, Aas ibn al-Wa'il, they all gathered after the sun had set near one of the sides of the Kaaba. And they started saying to each other, إِبْعَثُوا إِلَى مُحَمَّدْ فَكَلِّمُوهُ وَأَمُّهُ حَتَّى تَعْذِرُوا فِيهِ. Send somebody to Muhammad so you can talk to him and kind of take him away from the blame that is associated with him. Many people are talking about him, and indirectly their whole tribe is being blamed for this kind of rebellion that they perceived that the Prophet ﷺ was leading. So they said, let's take a group and just get this everything out in the air and try to sort things out and clarify. فَبَعَثُوا إِلَيْهِ أَنَّ أَشْرَافَ قَوْمِكْ قَدْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَكَ لِيُكَلِّمُوكَ. They sent for him and told him that the leaders of your people have gathered and they want to talk to you. The Prophet ﷺ got excited that maybe somewhere along the line his message had hit home and they were going to accept Islam. So he got excited. فَجَاءَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ يَظُنُّ أَنَّهُ قَدْ بَدَى لَهُمْ فِي أَمْرِهِ بَدَى. Meaning, he thought that maybe there was some kind of light bulb had gone off in their heads and they had decided to accept Islam. وَكَانَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَرِيصًا. And he was eager for their Islam. He wanted them to be Muslim. يُحِبُّ رُشْدَهُمْ وَيَعِزُّ عَلَيْهِ عَنَتُهُمْ. And he wanted their guidance, and any difficulty that came to them, it was hard for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. These are the qualities of the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in one verse of the Quran. He wants you to be guided, and difficulties that you endure, they are heavy for him. He finds them difficult. So this is the quality mentioned here. حَتَّى جَلَسَ إِلَيْهِمْ فَقَارُوا. They sat close to him and they started saying these things. Ya Muhammad, إِنَّا قَدْ بُعِثْنَا إِلَيْكَ لِنَعْذِرَ فِيكَ. We've been sent to you so that we can kind of free you from these accusations that have been placed upon you. إِنَّا وَاللَّهِ مَا نَعْلَمُ رَجُلًا مِنَ الْعَرَبِ أَدْخَلَ عَلَى قَوْمِهِ مَا أَدْخَلْتَ عَلَى قَوْمِكَ. We've never seen any man from the Arabs that has put into his people what you've put into your people. Meaning you've basically split up the community in many different ways. لَقَدْ شَتَمْتَ الْآبَاءَ. You have cursed our forefathers. وَعِبْتَ الدِّينَ. And you've maligned the deen, our religion. وَسَفَّهْتَ الْأَحْلَامَ. And you've declared our wise people to be سُفَهَاء, meaning foolish. وَشَتَمْتَ الْآلِهَةَ. And you've cursed the gods. وَفَرَّقْتَ الْجَمَاعَةَ. And you've split up the community. فَمَا بَقِيَ مِنْ قَبِيحٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ جِئْتَهُ فِي مَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكَ. And there's no fault that could be anticipated except you've brought it between ourselves and yourself.
فَإِن كُنْتَ إِنَّمَا جِئْتَ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَطْلُو بِهِ مَالًا جَمَعْنَا لَكَ مِنْ أَمْوَالِنَا حَتَّى تَكُونَ أَكْثَرَنَا مَالًا.
If you want wealth, we will accumulate as much wealth as you want so that you can become the richest person amongst us.
وَإِن كُنْتَ إِنَّمَا تَطْلُبُ الشَّرَفِ فِينَا سَوَّدْنَاكَ عَلَيْنَا.
If you want leadership, then we can make you our leader.
إِن كُنْتَ تُرِيدُ مُلْكًا مَلَّكْنَاكَ عَلَيْنَا.
If you want to be a king even, we can make you a king upon us.
وَإِن كَانَ هَذَا الَّذِي يَأْتِيكَ بِمَا يَأْتِيكَ رَأْيًا تَرَاهُ قَدْ غَلَبَ عَلَيْكَ فَرُوبَمَا كَانَ ذَلِكَ بَذَّلْنَا أَمْوَالَنَا فِي طَلَبِ الطِّبِّ حَتَّى نُبَرِّئَكَ مِنْهُ.
And if you think that you have some kind of a jinn with you, which is making you say these strange things which we disagree with, then what we're going to do, we'll get the best of the doctors so that he can treat you and take you away from this illness.
Now, the Prophet ﷺ heard all of this, and he said, مَا بِي مَا تَقُولُونَ.
Whatever you say about me, it's not true.
مَا جِئْتُكُمْ بِمَا جِئْتُكُمْ بِهِ أَطْلُبُ أَمْوَالَكُمْ وَلَا الشَّرَفَ فِيكُمْ وَلَا الْمُلْكَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ بَعَثَنِي إِلَيْكُمْ رَسُولًا وَأَنزَلَ عَلَيَّ كِتَابًا وَأَمَرَنِي أَنْ أَكُونَ لَكُمْ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا فَبَلَّغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ.
I didn't come here for wealth. I didn't come here for leadership or kingdom or anything of the things that you've suggested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me as a prophet, as a bashir, as a nadir, as giver of glad tidings, and as a warner. And I have brought, he gave me a book, and I have given you the message, and I've advised you.
فَإِن تَقْبَلُوا مِنِّي مَا جِئْتُكُمْ بِهِ فَهُوَ حَظُّكُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ.
If you accept what I brought for you, then you'll get your share in this world and in the hereafter.
وَإِن تَرُدُّهُ عَلَيَّ أَصْبِرُ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ.
And if you reject the message that I brought, then I'm going to be patient until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides between us.
فَقَالُوا يَا مُحَمَّدْ فَإِن كُنْتَ غَيْرَ قَابِلٍ مِنَّا مَا عَرَضْنَا عَلَيْكَ فَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ أَضْيَقُ مِنَّا بِلَادًا وَلَا أَقَلَّ مَالًا وَلَا أَشَدَّ عَيْشًا مِنَّا ربك الذي بعثك بما بعثك به فليسير عنا هذه الجبال التي قد ضيقت علينا وليبسط لنا بلادنا وليفجر فيها أنهارا كأنهار الشام والعراق وليبعث لنا من مضى من آبائنا وليكن في من يبعث لنا منهم قصي بن كلاب فإنه كان شيخا صدوقا.
So these people said, okay, if you're not going to accept our proposals, then you know that our situation financially and, you know, in terms of the crops that grow around here and all of the situations that you see, meaning it is very difficult. Meaning the only revenue that they used to have was the revenue of Hajj. People used to, even in those days, perform Hajj along with the shirk and all everything that they used to do at the same time during that Hajj. But they still did used to perform the Hajj, and that was the only form of revenue. So these mountains that are around Mecca, remove them from us so that the land becomes flat, and also we want rivers to flow within these lands so that the land becomes fertile and we can start growing things in this land. And also what we want from you is to make our forefathers come alive. And one of them is Qusay ibn Kilab. Qusay ibn Kilab is one of our respected forefathers who we believe in and who we respect. If he comes alive and he testifies to the truth of what you are saying, then we will believe you. Okay? So we're going to ask him, what you're saying, is it true or is it false? If you do what we asked you, and we will believe you, and we will recognize your position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will recognize that he sent you as a prophet, as you are claiming. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma bi hadha bu'ithtu." I've not been sent with these kinds of things. "Innama ji'tukum min 'indillahi bima ba'athani bih." I've come with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent with me. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less. "Faqad ballaghtukum ma ursiltu bihi ilaykum." I have given you the message that I've been sent with. If you accept it from me, then you'll get your share in this world and the hereafter. And if you reject it, then I'm going to wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides between us.
قَالُوا فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ لَنَا هَذَا فَخُذْ لِنَفْسِكَ فَسَلْ رَبَّكَ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ مَلَكًا يُصَدِّقُكَ بِمَا تَقُولُ وَيُرَاجِعُنَا عَنْكَ.
If you don't want to do that, okay, tell your Lord to send an angel who he can talk to, and he can testify that you are telling the truth. And we will ask him, and also, فَيَجْعَلُ لَكَ جَنَّاتٍ وَكُنُوزًا وَقُصُورًا مِّن ذَهَبٍ وَفِضَّةٍ. That he should make for you, this angel, he should make for you gardens and treasures and palaces made out of gold and silver.
وَيُغْنِيكَ بِهَا عَمَّا نَرَاكَ تَبْتَغِي.
And that will be sufficient for you from the things that you are seeking. We see you seeking those things. In squalor and poverty, you won't need to be in that kind of poverty anymore.
فَإِنَّكَ تَقُومُ بِالْأَسْبَاقِ وَتَلْتَمِسُ الْمَعَاشِ كَمَا نَلْتَمِسُهُ.
We see you seeking sustenance just like we seek sustenance. We see you working just like everybody else works. So what's the difference between you and us that you cannot even get from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So they basically kept on asking these questions again and again, more and more impossible things, until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he got up from them and he left, and he was so despondent. Why? Because he had come with the hope that they are maybe becoming Muslim, and instead they challenged him with so many different kinds of things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was actually, like I said, the riwayah says at the end that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that if you want, we can give them all of the things that they requested, but if they still disbelieve, then they will get punished. And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not also grant? Because he knew that they were not intending to accept Islam. They came just with the intention of bothering the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and harming him and hurting him, and not having any kind of intention towards actually accepting Islam. So this was the background to the ayat that were revealed. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّ هَلْ كُنْتُ إِلَّا بَشَرًا رَسُولًا. That my Lord is pure from all defects. I'm simply a human being sent as a prophet. I'm not a miracle worker. I am a person who's been sent with a message. I'm just giving the message to you.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ, going on, وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ إِنْ يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أَبَاعَثَ اللَّهُ بَشَرًا رَسُولًا.
Another objection that people used to have about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in fact about all the prophets in general, they used to say that why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just send an angel to us so that he could talk to us and guide us? Why did he have to send a human being? And in other verses in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they objected, "Ma li hadha ar-rasul ya'kulu ta'am wa yamshi fil aswaq." What's wrong with this prophet? What kind of a prophet is this? He eats food and he goes around in the bazaar, meaning he does shopping. Okay, so what kind of a person is this? He's just like us. There's no difference between me and between us and him. So why should we accept his message when there's nothing unique about him? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to that.
قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ لَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَكَ الرَّسُولَ.
If the Prophet was being sent to angels, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have sent an angel as a prophet. And the reality is that if had been sent, what would they have objected? They would say, "You're an angel, you don't need to eat, you don't need to drink, you don't have a wife, you don't need to sleep, you have no bodily need. You've been made for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't know how to commit any kind of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you are different and we are different. We have needs, we have families, we need to sleep, we need to earn, we need to eat. So how can we do the worship that you do when you are completely different from us? This would be the objection that they would raise. So the need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send a human as a prophet was simply this, that look, I am a human being like you. I have wives like you. I have children like you. I have to eat like you. I have to sleep like you. I have all these needs just like you. And I am showing by example that I can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can wake up for Fajr. I can wake up for Tahajjud. I can fast in the heat of the day as a human being with the same needs as you have, the same necessities that you have, with the same difficulties that you have. So just follow in my footsteps if you want to be successful. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent humans as prophets, and He didn't send angels as prophets to humans. So this is what Allah says, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ. If on the earth there were angels walking around peacefully, then most certainly, لَنَزَّلْنَا, most certainly we would have sent angels to them as prophets. But because you are humans, that's why we sent humans to you as messengers and not angels. With that, inshallah, we finish. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.
Yes, they are. Should be. If you go to imamziya.com, they should be in order. Imamziya.com. Imamziya.com, and then you click the link for lectures. Follow it. There's a link for lectures, inshallah.